Lord, you, O Christ, we praise you, because by your cross and resurrection, you have redeemed the world. Yet it was our infirmities that he bore, our sufferings that he endured, while we thought of him as stricken, as one smitten by God and afflicted. Isaiah 53, verse 4. Jesus, in speaking to St. Faustina, also says to us, the cause of your falls is that you rely too much upon yourself and too little on me. But let this not sadden you so much. You are dealing with the God of mercy. Know that of yourself you can do nothing without special help from me. You are not even capable of accepting my graces. St. Faustina's response to strengthen our trust. Jesus, do not leave me alone in suffering. You know, Lord, how weak I am. I am an abyss of wretchedness. I am nothingness itself. So what will be so strange if you leave me alone and I fall? So you, Jesus, must stand by me constantly like a mother by a helpless child. And even more so. May your grace assist me, Lord, that I may not keep falling continuously into the same faults. And when I fall, help me to rise and glorify your mercy. You who suffered wounds for us, Christ Jesus, have mercy on us. Glory and praise, Lord Jesus, to your passion forever. Amen. Amen. This marker is a quote by Blessed, or now Saint Francisco. Como é Deus? Não se pode dizer. Isto sim, que a gente nunca pode dizer. Mas que pena ele estar tão triste. Se eu o pudesse consolar. How is God? No one can say. But this is for sure, that people cannot say, in other words, cannot express his greatness. But what a pity that he is so sad. Would that I could console them. Would that I could console him. The eighth station, Jesus meets the women of Jerusalem. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross and resurrection, you have redeemed the world. A large crowd of people followed Jesus, including many women and who mourned and lamented him. Jesus turned to them and said, daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me. Weep instead for yourselves and for your children. Luke 23, verses 27 to 28. Jesus spoke to St. Faustina as he does to us. Oh, how pleasing to me is living faith. Tell all that I demand that they live in the spirit of faith. St. Faustina's response to strengthen our trust. I fervently beg the Lord to strengthen my faith so that in my drab everyday life I will not be guided by human dispositions but by those of the Spirit. Oh, how everything drags man towards the earth. But lively faith maintains the soul in the higher regions and assigns self-love its proper place. That is to say, the lowest one. Merciful Lord, I thank you for holy baptism and the grace of faith. Continuously I call, Lord, I believe, increase my faith. Help my unbelief. By your most holy wounds, heal us. Glory and praise. The ninth station. Jesus falls the third time. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross and resurrection, you have redeemed the world. Though he was harshly treated, he submitted and opened not his mouth. Like a lamb led to the slaughter, or a sheep before the shearers, he was silent and opened not his mouth. Oppressed and condemned, though he had done no wrong nor spoken any falsehood, but the Lord was pleased to crush him in infirmity. Because of his affliction, he shall see the light in fullness of days. Isaiah 53, verses 7 to 10. Jesus says, "My child, know that the greatest obstacles to holiness are discouragement and an exaggerated anxiety. These will deprive you of the ability to practice virtue. Do not lose heart in coming for pardon, for I am always ready to forgive you. As often as you beg for it, you glorify my mercy." St. Faustina counsels. "My Jesus, despite your graces, I see and feel all my misery. I begin my day with battle and I end it with battle. As soon as I conquer one obstacle, 10 more appear to take its place. But I am not worried, because I know that this is the time of struggle, not peace. Merciful Lord, I give over to you that which is my exclusive property, that is, my sin and my human weakness. I beg you, may my misery drown in your unfathomable mercy." Christ Jesus, by your most holy wounds, heal us and have mercy on us. Amen. Amen. Glory and praise, Lord Jesus, to your passion forever. Amen. 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 Our Father, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. The ninth station, Jesus falls the third time. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross and resurrection, you have redeemed the world. Though he was harshly treated, he submitted and opened not his mouth. Like a lamb led to the slaughter. Oops, wrong one. The tenth station, Jesus is stripped of his garments. When the soldiers had crucified Jesus, they took his clothes and divided them into four shares, a share for each soldier. They also took his tunic, but the tunic was seamless, woven in one piece from the top down. So they said to one another, "Let's not tear it, but cast lots for it to see whose it will be, in order that the passage of Scripture might be fulfilled." Saint Faustina spoke, "Jesus was suddenly standing before me, stripped of his clothes, his body completely covered with wounds, his eyes flooded with tears and blood, his face disfigured and covered with spittle." Jesus' response to her was, "The bride must resemble her betrothed." And St. Faustina responded, "I understood these words to their very depths. There is no room for doubt here. My likeness to Jesus must be through suffering and humility." Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make my heart like unto your heart. Christ Jesus, by your most holy wounds, heal us and have mercy on us. Glory and praise, Lord Jesus, to your passion.